4 New South Wales police officers will face assault charges over the death of a young Brazilian man last year. Roberto Curti died after being tasered by police 9 times while in a state of paranoia after taking LSD. The actions of police officers have already been criticised by a coronial inquest and an ombudsman's report. Well, today the Police Integrity Commission has announced it will charge 4 officers within a week. Rachel Olding is a crime reporter for Fairfax Media and has been following the case, and she joins me now on the line. Rachel, tell us more about the charges that these officers face and what they're alleged to have done.
Sure. These 4 officers were among 11 policemen who chased Mr. Curti down Pitt Street and then restrained him on the footpath in the early hours of March 18 last year. And sadly, it was a very chaotic scene. Mr. Curti had been out celebrating a football win with some friends that evening and had taken LSD, and at some point had ended up on his own roaming the streets of Sydney, partially naked and very sweaty and paranoid and confused. At one stage, he jumped the counter of a convenience store and took a packet of biscuits, which was reported to police radio. So some of these police officers believe that they were searching for an armed robber. Others just sort of joined the fray because they saw a chase come past them. And many of them describe Mr. Curti as having superhuman strength when they tried to restrain him on a footpath on Pitt Street, saying that he was bucking and kicking on the ground. But the 11 officers tasered him, sprayed him with capsicum spray, and continued to do so while he was handcuffed and face down on the ground. So we had an inquest last year in October, and State Coroner Mary Durham criticised almost every officer that was involved in the arrest, but she particularly singled out 5 officers for what she said was reckless, careless, dangerous and excessively forceful actions. So 4 of those 5 officers have now been recommended for criminal charges. There is Senior Constable Eric Lim. He had unsuccessfully tried to tackle Mr. Curti to the ground twice, and he then used his taser to bring him down to the ground and used it a second time while he was on the ground in handcuffs. So Senior Constable Lim told the inquest that he was only 55 kilograms in weight, so he was no match for Mr. Curti, which was why he used his taser. The DPP says that it has enough evidence to charge him with common assault. Then there's Senior Constable Damien Ralph. He used 3 cans of capsicum spray on Mr. Curti, and he did so while there were several officers lying on top of him, and at times he was just 10 centimetres away from Mr. Curti's face when he was spraying him, which is against the police's operating procedures. So he's also facing common assault charges. Then there is Senior Constable Scott Edmondson. He tasered Mr. Curti twice in the back, the inquest heard, while he was lying on the ground resisting arrest. He has been recommended for assault occasioning grievous bodily harm charges. And the 4th of the officers recommended for charges is Constable Daniel Barling. He was chastised by the coroner for tasering Mr. Curti 5 times in drive-stun mode, which is when the taser is pressed up against the skin rather than shot from afar. He's also been recommended for assault occasioning grievous bodily harm charges.
And Rachel, has there been any criticism of the resulting police investigation into this case?
Not today, but there definitely has been at various stages since this incident occurred almost 2 years ago. The coroner, interestingly enough, was not critical of the police handling of the case. She said that the brief of evidence that was prepared by the police for her and for the inquest was very thorough and very objective. However, the state ombudsman, Bruce Barber, was highly critical of the police investigation into Mr. Curti's death. And it did spark a lot of debate about police investigating police, which is the standard procedure for critical incidents or a death involving the police. The ombudsman released quite an extensive report looking into the police investigation around Mr. Curti's death and identified a lot of inadequacies and failings with the investigation, including the conduct of the officers, but also some systemic issues within the police force. For example, the mistaken radio call that classified this incident as an armed robbery. That's obviously a systematic problem with the police radio system. because it was characterised at the convenience store as an armed robbery when in fact it was not an armed robbery at all. And the inquest looked at how this may have affected the approach that some police officers had to Mr. Curdy. But today there's been no sort of address to the Ombudsman's concerns or issues, and Mr. Curdy's family have come out and said that there's still a lot of questions to be answered.
Rachel Holding, crime reporter for Fairfax Media, thanks very much for that update.